وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi assalam. And you can find that Amir al-Mu'mineen has summarized all the human rights that we require in the letter to his commander, Malik al-Ashtar, Ridwanullahi alayhi. Among the things that deals with the human rights that Amir al-Mu'mineen mentions in this letter, he says to him, keep at a distance one who exposes the weakness of others. After all, the masses are not free from weaknesses. It is the duty of the ruler to shield them. Now, being protected is a human right. I need to feel safe from whatever weakness that I might have. I should not be exposed, especially when we are dealing with small communities where everything could be exposed. Now, any community, every community, have their own weaknesses. They have their own faults. Should we pick on that? Should we try to defame them for these mistakes, or should we cover it? Now, even on a personal note, from a moral and ethical perspective, that when a person does a mistake and you see a person committing a mistake, especially if it's done in private, we are being told and commanded to conceal their mistakes and their faults, not expose them. For exposing them, we can fall into many sins, amongst of which riba and sedition. So we should not indulge ourselves in that. So he says to them, it is the duty of the ruler, it's the duty of the governments, it's the duty of the people in power to make sure that people are shielded and safe and protected from the mistakes. And he says to him, do not bring to light that which is hidden. Sometimes people make mistakes, but however you see when those rulers go on TV or interviews, they try to shift the blame from themselves and place it on people. And they pinpoint to certain acts that happens within people themselves. So they try to prey on the mistakes of people in order for them to shift the blame from themselves. So he says to him, at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches everything. So you conceal, you hide, let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with it. And then he says to him, among the things that a person needs to do on a personal level with his fellow human beings, or if a person is in power and in position, he says to him, untie every knot of hatred for the people and cut asunder every string of enmity between them. Now, it's natural for us as human beings to have hatred towards one another because we get into conflicts, arguments, fights, and what have you. So this is created. The rule, the duty of the ruler, it should be that which unties these knots of hate and tries to create peace and love within a system. Let us take a break and then we'll continue right after.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program For Humanity. So Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi says to Malik, you need to make sure that you get rid of and eliminate hatred from within a community and society. Obviously, it's a basic right as well. And then he says to him, protect yourself from every such act as may not be quite correct for you. Do not make haste in seeking confirmation of tale-telling, for the tale-teller is a deceitful person appearing in a garb of a friend. Now, also, when it comes to rulers and those who are in power, they need to make sure that they are protected from committing mistakes and wrongs, and they should have the right people around them. Because sometimes we see in many systems and countries around the world, when they have, for example, the spy agencies like the CIA, KGB, Mossad, and what have you, all these agencies sometimes, if not all the times, they bring wrong information to their systems just to create havoc in the world. I mean, obviously, that's their purpose. But let's assume we have a proper system in place. Amir al-Mu'minin says, you have to make sure that those that gives you the news, those that bring you information, are not the type that they close themselves in the garment of a friend, but in fact they are deceitful people. So you see that this happens most of the times within people in power, where when I have a problem, an issue with a friend or with people, and I try to harm them, I go and tell stories about them to the government and make lies and make accusations, and those people end up being imprisoned or end up being harmed. So Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi says to Malik, it's a duty upon you to protect your community, to serve the community in the best way you can. And you have to start by protecting yourself from not having deceitful people around you. Those people should not be around you. They should not be in your cabinet. They should not be in your parliament. They should not be in your advisors. Because those people obviously don't care about human rights. Obviously, they don't care about people. They only care about themselves. So therefore, that should be taken into consideration. And again, the public or the masses, they have the right over everything, that everything needs to be done for them in a way as they deserve. So Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi, in this letter to Malik al-Ashtar, and this is just the beginning, the first few paragraphs of it, where he talks about how man should be dealt with in a just manner. How people, when I say man, obviously I mean people in general, they should be, their rights should be maintained, and their freedom should be given to them, and their affairs should be sorted. No country, no group of people should suffer, especially when we look at a modern world like ours, where everything is available, but sometimes we become the devils and we try to prevent other fellow human beings from indulging and having what we have in order to make their lives better. Rather, we do our best to make sure that they suffer the most, because we look at them as enemies rather equal in humanity. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله